And I am your host, myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama, Charlie Grimes, your engineer. All right, Rachel, real quick.
Yeah.
Before we move on to anything else, how do folks get a hold of you?
I am conservative mama, MOMMA.com. I am all over social media. I'm just starting up a Rumble page because you're not censored on Rumble.
Right.
I can say whatever I want.
Which is like YouTube, right?
It's like YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever you
need
to do
there.
Yeah,
I post more personal stuff on Instagram. I'm still on Facebook.
Okay. And you got some good interviews coming up.
I am. I'm interviewing Katie Hopkins. She's a,
who is?
She is kind of a, oh my gosh, she's an activist out in England. She makes a lot of very controversial, but very outspoken, free speech.
Okay.
Love her.
Okay.
Just she is the perfect picture of boldness and courage in the midst of adversity. So I'm
all right.
Excited.
Speaking of adversity, Harriet, make sure I say your last name right. Is it Hageman, Harriet?
It is Hageman with a long A.
Great. Perfect. Thank you for joining us. Senior Litigation Counsel at New Civil Liberties Alliance. Let's talk Title IX. Again, we were talking to Rachel there a moment ago about, you know, just strong, especially women and you know, different things going on in that area. And yet we have another Title IX executive order coming out of the Biden presidency, I should say.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right, let's talk about that. I also know we had a press conference from him today that I'll get into later after we let you go, Harriet, because that's a whole other conversation in and of itself.
It's a hot
but
mess.
I guess, first off, give us a little bit of your background, if you would, Harriet, because you've got an interesting story to go along with this.
You bet. I'm actually from Wyoming. I grew up on a ranch outside of Fort Laramie, Wyoming, which is a little tiny town over on the eastern side near Nebraska. My story is that I was one of the first beneficiaries of Title IX. I went into junior high in 1975, and like so many of our smaller schools and even the bigger schools, we didn't have the same level of athletics and other opportunities for girls as we did for boys. And under Title IX, we were able to start a girls basketball team in junior high. I was able to participate in the ag classes and learn how to weld and learn how to build things and go on and judge livestock. I was one of the first girls in the state of Wyoming to do that.
Mm.
And then I also did that nationally when I went to Casper College on a livestock judging scholarship. So the way that I view it is that I was actually a beneficiary of what was a wonderful Civil Rights Act directed at women, starting in 1972. And since then, I am now an attorney. I've been practicing law for almost 32 years. I'm a trial attorney, and I've been handling some Title IX work with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, attempting to push back against what I would say is a distortion of Title IX, but also the use of Title IX to deprive people of due process rights.
Right.
All right, so let's get into that. First of all, for those that are listening, that most people probably know what's going on, but Harriet, we always have folks listening that do not. So let's inform them of what the Biden administration wants to change when it comes to Title IX.
Well, they want to go back to the pre-Trump era when they issued the Dear Colleague letter that came out of the Obama administration in 2011. And essentially, when I use the word distortion related to Title IX, what they're essentially attempting to do is use Title IX to address such things as allegations of sexual misconduct or sexual harassment or that sort of thing on college campuses and even in junior highs and high school. That isn't what Title IX was intended to do. Title IX was intended to make sure that girls and women had an equal playing field. They're now taking Title IX, and they're using it to prosecute failed relationships and all kinds of things.
Mm.
They're using it to deprive mostly men, but some women as well, of due process rights and what I would refer to as kangaroo courts on these campuses. And then the other thing that they're doing is they're using the word sex in Title IX to also cover LGBTQ rights. So talking about transgenderism and things like that. And so in Connecticut, for example, you see where boys are competing against girls in track.
Right. And by the way, there's been certain states that have even come out against those things. And of course, lots of organizations. And to your point, Harriet, when it comes to that particular, I mean, all of this is important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from what you just said and what they want to get changed. But that one alone should be a huge, huge red flag, because I've talked about this now for several weeks, that one, in my opinion, even feminists should be completely against, because literally what you're doing now is you're basically, you're putting out an unfair playing field, I guess I could say, when you've got men turning into women, which naturally, I don't care even if they're a small man, they will naturally have a different bone and muscle structure for the rest of their lives than what their female counterparts will have, right?
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
Right. So it's basically eliminating women's sports. I mean, in the long run.
Well, let me go a step further. And I'm not going to be very sensitive because I really don't care because this is a big deal to me. Essentially what you're doing, everybody listening, Harriet, you may or may not agree with me, but you're essentially establishing a whole new league of sports for men that couldn't compete in male sports.
Exactly.
I'm being very honest when I say that, by the way.
Spot on.
Am I right?
No, it's spot on. Exactly.
Absolutely correct. The way that I describe it is we will have male sports and we will have co-ed sports.
Yes. Right.
But we are not any longer going to have, in certain areas, we're no longer going to have single-sex sports for girls.
Right.
So whether it is soccer or it is boxing or it's wrestling or it is track, basketball, whatever it may be, they are going to start allowing boys, and I don't refer to them as biological boys because I don't think that you need some kind of a modifier of that. Boys are boys and girls are girls.
Thank you. Right. Amen.
And
yes.
Under the way that they are trying to enforce Title IX, is they're trying to erase those distinctions. And in fact, President Biden just said it either today or yesterday where he said girls can do more and can do things better than boys across the board, no question, 100% of
the time.
That's
a false statement. That's a lie.
True.
That's a lie. Yes,
it's a lie.
And by the way, I'm talking to two ladies right now, you know, Harriet and Rachel. So, I'm in great company, but you know, I love you guys. I love women. I mean, but I also know that God created us differently, and we are to complement each other as sexes. There's, the competition side of it, I don't see. This is a complementary thing, but I have skills and things that I can do that neither one of you can.
Right.
And by the way, you two have skills and things that you can do that I'll never be able to do, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we complement each other. That's the way God has designed the whole process. Now, Harriet, I have a question for you. Doesn't this this whole new thing also force biological women to undress in front of biological men in locker rooms? It allows biological men who are claiming to be women into women's locker rooms.
Not just locker rooms. Yes, you are correct. I'll answer your question, but I'm going to expand it.
Okay.
For boys who claim to be girls, it's not only locker rooms, it's girls' bathrooms. And if you go on overnight trips where you may have to stay in a hotel, you cannot exclude boys from staying in the same room as girls.
Oh my word. It will
apply to prisons. It's applying to prisons, and it's applying where I find it to be absolutely reprehensible. Well, I find it reprehensible across the board, but another area is in shelters, in battered women's shelters.
Yes.
So what they're saying is if a man claims to be a woman and he comes to a battered woman shelter, it will be illegal to exclude him.
Wow.
That's messed up.
Or put him in a single-sex facility. If he claims to be a woman, they are required to treat him as a woman. We are ignoring not only biology, we are ignoring human nature, and we are seriously ignoring and undermining the safety and security of girls and women.
We're endangering,
endangering women. The way, and maybe I'm a business guy, so I always look at things through a different set of lens even. And I, by the way, agree with everything you guys are saying. You're 100% correct, and it's messed up. What I also see happening, though, down the road is the extra expense that a lot of these places will go through. Because what I see happening, Harriet, is if this does hold water and this passes and this moves forward, you will see these types of organizations that you just mentioned a moment ago having to probably rearrange the entire way they care for battered women, in that they will all now have to have their own single room and their own single place, which will just increase their expense and lower their ability to actually treat those individuals. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. That is a possibility, but even then you are potentially running into an issue of discrimination, because this is an example of where I would describe that. Is that in some schools where they have had typically boys or even girls who've said that they were boys, they have tried to create separate bathrooms for them.
Okay.
They say, you are a boy, you claim to be a girl, girls are uncomfortable with you being in their showers and in their bathrooms, so we're going to have a single sex, we're going to have a bathroom just for you. The way that these courts have been interpreting Title IX at times, and the way that this administration has, and the Obama administration interpreted that in and of itself was discriminatory.
Oh my word!
Jeez.
Wow.
So that may work, that you can do that, but there's also many legal issues associated with this, including the fact that Title IX says what Title IX, and it's very, very simple. Neither the President of the United States nor the Department of Education nor any other federal agency have the ability to interpret that language to be something that it is not. Hmm. Title IX simply states that no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity that is receiving federal financial assistance. It isn't complicated.
No.
We don't have to complicate
right.
these things.
Right.
But what they're doing is they are using executive orders to change the meaning of the law, which is absolutely unconstitutional.
And I'm assuming that you folks, again, Harriet Hageman is a senior litigation counsel at New Civils Liberty Alliance. I assume that folks like you are doing your best to try to combat this in the court of law. Am I saying that correctly, Harriet?
Absolutely. We have one case pending right now against Cornell. We will be filing others, but we are challenging these actions. We are challenging them on a variety of bases, including what I just said, being unconstitutional and an unconstitutional exercise of legislative authority by the president. But we're also going after them because of just the blatant violation of due process rights when they go forward within the arena of trying to police relationships between men and women, girls okay. and boys, with allegations of sexual harassment or other kind of misconduct. And our universities have turned into, they've tried to create their own legal system, if you will, to address these. They are not equipped to do it. They don't know how to do it. Mm. It is not the proper forum. It isn't the purpose of Title IX. But what they've done is they've taken a statute, completely distorted it. They're applying it illegally, and people are suffering very serious consequences as a result.
Okay.
Now, Harriet, just a quick question here. Have you been following Governor Kristi Noem? Because she's getting a lot of flack right now. She was going to, you know, boys play boys sports, girls play girls sports, and she's going to sign a bill into law in North Dakota. And then she backed out. I don't know if you've been following this. Do you understand why she did that? Because, like, suddenly, like, the right is, like, outraged. Oh, my gosh, here's a, you know, conservative that's now backtracking.
Well, they're basically claiming that she's caving to the NCAA. But I take a different approach and felt like she's just looking at this saying, wait a minute, I want to make sure that everything is all dialed in. So as we go forward and try to combat the NCAA, we have all our ducks in a row. And again, I'm not her, so that's how I view it, though. Harriet, can you fill us in on what you think on that level? I know you can't think for her, but...
I can't think for her. I think that that's the position that she understands or believes that she is taking. I don't know what will ultimately happen in that particular circumstance. I do hope that she stays strong and that she will be willing to sign a bill that says that boys can't play in girls' sports and girls can't play in boys' sports.
Right.
I don't know what will ultimately happen with that. I'm hoping that that's still where it's going. They're not at the end of their session yet. I think that they still can come in and address the issue.
Well, and one last thing, and I know, again, keeping you longer than I intended, but it's been great. I really appreciate your time, Harriet. One last thing on that is, and we know, and I do agree with her in this, the NCAA, and because we know the power that they wield when it comes to, you know, even allocating, you know, funds to colleges. And let's face it, a lot of colleges are funded through their sports programs. There's no secret there. That's how a lot of this works, Harriet, and it's been this way now for a very, very long time. And they wield a lot of power. And I do agree with her in that, you know, if you're going to go up against them, you better have your ducks in a row because they are not a small organization.
Right.
And there is a huge political push behind this, including all the way up to the President of the United States.
Yes.
Right. So you better be prepared to take on the fight.
Agreed.
If you're going to take on the fight.
Okay.
So you do need to be prepared. Yep. You need to make sure that your statutes and your laws are fully defensible.
Agreed. I agree. Harriet, I appreciate it very much. This has been it's a joy talking to you. How do folks find out more about the NCLA?
The NCLA, please go to our website. And it is NCLA.org, and we're located in Washington, D.C. I actually live in Wyoming and telecommute. We have a great firm. We've been doing some excellent work on a variety of issues, including the Title IX issue, and I sure hope that I have an opportunity to come back and visit with you.
No, it's been great.
Awesome.
We'd love to have you back, Harriet. This is great. I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for your extra time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We got another guest joining us at the 4:30 mark. Affordable Interest Mortgages next. Kurt Rogers, as I said earlier, get your free mortgage review today. Call Kurt 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. how much longer you're going to wait. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, RoofMax. Speaking of mortgages, by the way, a moment ago, a lot of what happens when you go to sell a home or buy a home is there's inspections. And some of those inspections, of course, will include your roof or the prospective house you're buying's roof, okay? Where Dave comes in is he can help you with those inspections and even tell you what's the longevity of the roof, what can he do on either side, selling or buying, when it comes to rejuvenating the roof, what does that cost, and so on. So honestly, before you call a home inspector, even on your own home or the home you're buying, call Dave and have him look at it instead. 303-710-6916. That's RoofMax, Dave Hart, 303-710-6916.
RoofMax in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama, Charlie Grimes. Real quick, just to follow up on, you know, Harriet Hageman, which, by the way, she great interview. Love to have her back. She was awesome on not only that topic, but I'm sure she could talk about tons of other
really
things.
It's really interesting because it's such a hot topic right now, though.
You know, and I also, though, appreciate, because Andy and I, you know, we had a discussion the other day and didn't necessarily agree on, you know, Kristi Noem's approach to what's going on in her particular state. For those of you that don't know, the legislature there did come up with a bill that they want to put into law, thereby protecting, you know, everything we just got done talking about in the state of South Dakota. And Kristi Noem said, yes, I'll sign that. Well, once it actually got to her desk, she looked at it and said, wait a minute, time out. I think there's some things here we need to adjust, because if we're going to go after the NCAA, you know, which they will be the major force here in how we handle things, we need to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row. I'm paraphrasing. And, and you know, and a lot of the folks on the right, and Andy included, you know, didn't think that she's handling that correctly, that she should have just signed it the way it was and maybe worry about it later, you know, fight it in court if you would. I guess maybe because of the business side of the fence with me and kind of knowing how some of these things work, I would tend to side with her in that I do think that as you go forward in fighting the NCAA, you better have all of your ducks in a row. And she talks about a coalition, which, you know, to Andy's point, who is the coalition? What's it made up of? She hasn't said yet. And yes, I understand Randy's coming from there. Define that, Kristi. Right. Tell us who the coalition is, how you're going to do this, how you're going to fight the NCAA. Are you going to do it multiple states? Or, you know, how are you going to make this happen? How are you going to fight the NCAA? Because she is right in saying that you need to make sure you're correct before you go forward, because the NCAA has lots of money to fight whatever kind of litigation would come along and or fight you litigation-wise. You better make sure you've got things handled or they're going to win.
Right.
And she's right.
Yeah, I think a lot of conservatives, the reason why she's getting so much flack is so often we hear them promise, 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 and then, oh my gosh, backtrack. And I think that that's what a lot of people think that she's doing. I
don't see it that
right,
way.
And I can't do that right now just because of all that she's done. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be so quick to throw somebody under the bus. You have to look all that she's done for the state, how she's basically said a big thumbs up to, I mean, just a kind of an F you to all these mandates. She's let her state open. She's let people just choose. She's been America, the one of the few states just representing America throughout this whole COVID thing, right, which should earn her some credit. You would think that.
I agree.
Can we just, so what I think should have been done is move forward with a bill, just a clean bill on K through 12th.
Well, and I think
you know
that's
what I'm saying.
Well, and that's kind of what, not kind of, that's essentially what she's trying to do.
Right.
That she's now being criticized.
Right,
for.
But it got all muddied. Okay, it got all muddied because then she started to tie in the collegiate athletes and stuff like that. So have a clean bill of K through 12th.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So yeah. In other words, just erase all of the college stuff altogether.
Yes.
Just go after the high school.
Yeah, go
and
after the high and then
junior high
and,
stuff.
Yes, and then form your coalition and
okay,
go after
I'm good
the NCAA.
With that. I'm fine with that.
Then it's cleaner, less drama. Yeah. The conservatives see her moving forward on the process.
I agree.
That's just how I would have handled it. That's how I would have done it. I don't know who's advising her. I mean, we've got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people, these wonderful leaders, I think, Trump included, they get bad advice.
I agree with that.
So I think that, you know, yes. I question those kind of around in her inner circle. That's my only thing.
I think you're right. I agree with that. Yes. Well said, by the way. Thank you very much. All right. No, and I agree, totally. Let's do this. We have Helen Thomas joining us in a minute, a chief marketing officer, chief of staff, and spokesperson for DMAI Inc. She's going to talk about AI technologies when it comes to tutoring kids. So we'll get that in just 1 minute. Purefoy Chevrolet, by the way, don't forget you can shop online, purefoychevrolet.com.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, and as we head down the road into retirement, all of us, please make sure you're ready, and Al can help you with that. He's got various ways to do that to make sure you get to retirement and then stay there. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern, making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist, Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You're smart, and Business Equipment Services is a smart way to go. That's when you're filling a need for your business and you don't need the state-of-the-art newest model to make copies. Refurbished, restored, and relational service is actually better than retraining your staff just to make a copy. I mean, really. And when something breaks down, the service tech is right there. Business Equipment Services, for sales, solutions, and service. Go to klzradio.com and click on Advertisers.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You know, I go back and forth on the subject of Cuomo. They're trying so hard to get rid of him. They're throwing everything they can at him. It has run the gamut. I go back and forth. I'm back to thinking he ain't going anywhere.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, halfway through the show today. Appreciate you joining us. Myself, Rachel King, conservative mama, Helen Thomas, joining us now. Again, as I said earlier, Chief Marketing Officer, Chief of Staff, and spokesperson for DMAI, Inc. All right, so real quick, Helen, what do you guys do at DMAI?
We develop the next generation cognitive artificial intelligence for education, healthcare, basically to live humanity and do good for people.
All right. So when it comes to, you know, COVID, and we've had a lot of kids that either have been learning from home or they've been in school, out of school, you know, in person, out of, you know, in person school, out doing the virtual, all of that. It's been kind of a hodgepodge across the country, Helen. And I know some kids, I know some kids that have fallen behind because of all of that. What do you guys have going on that would help some of those kids catch up?
We actually launched our first product for toddlers, preschoolers. We have a device that's dedicated for them. There's no ads. It's hands-free, worry-free, so that the parents don't have to worry about curating the music, the songs, the books, or literacy, numeracy, or the curriculum. We build the whole curriculum. We deliver the right content at the right time utilizing our AI platform.
So
So
really quick, basically a parent can have your product and because of your artificial intelligence and the way that it knows that student, it adjusts automatically for where they are and their learning curve. Am I thinking correctly?
Yes. And it takes a lot of patience, attentiveness, and the repetitiveness, right? When my children were really young, they asked me to read the same book over and over, right? It's not like I don't want to do that. At a certain point, you just get tired.
Right.
And also for that crucial point of time, lots of people have jobs and multiple jobs, and it's difficult for you to know exactly when to, you know, introduce what concept or vocabulary words or different languages to that early stage learning when the brain develops really, really fast.
So really what I'm hearing you say, which by the way I think is fabulous, you have the ability to adjust for the learning level / IQ of a student and then teach them accordingly based upon their own intelligence and learning behaviors and speed. Am I right?
Wow.
Right, and also it's an EQ, right?
Okay.
We're human beings, and sometimes you just get, tired.
Right.
But our characters, they are always happy. They are always attentive. They are always there singing and dancing and providing a variety of blended content just for that age group. So this is the first to the market. This is the first to the world. And because of AI, because of machine learning, because of natural language processing, because of computer vision, we could deliver it today. And we're so pleased that during this COVID period of time, in the United States, our first market, we have 35,000 families benefit from this. And these ALA babies, we'll call them ALA scholars. They're merely 2 years old, and you hear the parents, if I could play a clip for you, you'll hear parents so excited about what the children have learned with ALA, with Animal Island Learning Adventure.
Amazing. And I guess the question I would have for you is, where do you see this going? You know, you're now working with, you know, very young children and helping them get caught up and so on. Is this something that could be applied through all levels of learning, including us as adults?
Right. I really hope our technology as a platform would enable all content producers to deliver the right content at the right time. I think the major downfall of mobile device and the technologies in your hand is we as a human beings, we have our limit in terms of absorbing, processing information. We get distracted from time to time. So we just have to get really smarter about how to consume the content. And we would like, you know, all companies be cautious about how to push content for the benefit of people, not just for the benefit of commerce.
So in other words, we're not just going to push it to push it. We want to push it and make sure that's effective as it's being pushed.
And there's a good. It's for the good of the people, right? I mean, I always use this analogy with my engineers. You know, we have hundreds of engineers that are all PhDs. And typically I would say, you know, if you go to Netflix, and nothing wrong with Netflix or right. Facebook or right. Google and all that. What I'm trying to say is the danger here is the more you like, the more you get.
True.
And that's how the country gets segmented. It's how people get agitated because you get into silo because of technology.
You're right.
It gives you more of what you like versus it gives you more what you really can benefit from.
That's right. You're correct, Helen. Spot on. This is great. How do people learn more about this? And if it's something they're interested in getting involved in, how do they do so, Helen?
Well, I mean, for, you know, grandparents and parents who have young babies, please come to animalisland.us.
Okay.
This is where we provide our first solution, and we really want to raise this new generation of ALA scholars. And for people genuinely just interested in artificial intelligence, come to dm.ai. Very easy, dm.ai. Learn more about what we do to lift humanity with AI.
That's awesome. Helen, I appreciate it very much. Love to have you back. I understand how this works. To me, it's pretty simple, so I appreciate it, and we'll continue to stay in touch. I really appreciate it. Want to have you back.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen. I appreciate it very much. I have been saying now for years, and you and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
I think the conservatives out there have really screwed up during COVID. I think we've missed a huge opportunity to really be involved in revamp learning, the education mm-hmm. process as we know it today, because frankly, I think it's, I'll say it, I'll go on record, it's archaic, it's stupid the way we teach our kids today. Having every kid learning at the same pace from the same teacher in the same classroom is like learning back in the Stone Age, as far as I'm concerned. We have got so many tools, i.e. what we just talked about,
right.
at our disposal to help kids learn at their own pace, which, by the way, every kid is not created equal. You as a mom know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? They're all different.
Right.
And so, yet, in our education system in the United States of America, we take every kid of the same age, of the same grade, stick them in the same classroom, learning the same things, expecting the same results, and wonder why our education system sucks.
Right. Right. No.
Right?
And there are schools, though. My kid's school.
Yours is different.
Well, yeah, where they they can kind of gauge, okay, this is someone that's a little bit more intelligent. We're putting them over here.
And that's how it should be everywhere.
Without, hurting the feelings of the other kids.
Which, by the way, who cares?
I know. Well, John,
who cares? I mean, you know what? Suck it up, people. Your feelings are going to get hurt someday.
Get better, right?
That's life.
You want to get to the higher reading group, then read every night.
Then read better.
Right.
Then study harder.
Yeah. So I do appreciate that. That aspect is, okay.
I have to remind you.
Right.
You're not public education.
No.
So the average person listening that sends their kids to public school get what I just explained.
Right.
Every kid treated exactly the same way, learning exactly the same information, expecting the same results out of 50 kids in the classroom, 40 kids, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And we wonder why our test scores and why
continue
our learning ability
right.
in the United States continues to drop. And again, I think a lot of it's by design because that's a communist mm-hmm. mantra, by the way.
Yeah, dumb down the society, right?
But conservatives, I'm here to tell you, we have had a golden opportunity and still do
mm-hmm.
to change the way we teach our kids. And once again, as conservatives, we're losing. We're blowing it.
Come on, conservatives.
Am I right?
Pull it together. No, I agree. It's, I mean, especially as conservatives, because we want to lead the pack, right?
Yes.
We want to be the ones that are at the top to influence. See, that's what we need to do as conservatives. You have to be the best at what you're called to do.
Right.
I feel.
I agree.
Be great.
I agree.
Be so good they can't ignore you. And
by the way,
then
as Christians,
dominate.
That's our mantra,
right,
folks.
Right. And then you can influence.
Right.
We need to be influencing every aspect of society, and we're not. I think lots of times we're just too timid, too...
No, you know what the real world...
Wanting to blend
in. No, hang on. Time out. I know what the real world... What the real explanation here is.
Tell me.
We're too stinking cheap.
True.
We like public education because it's free.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend any extra money on it. We can go do everything else as a conservative we like doing, and our kids are suffering for it. And yes, I'm speaking to all of you conservatives that do exactly what I just said. Mm-hmm. You're cheapskates.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of, yep. I can see
that's
that.
The real answer, folks. You're too stinking cheap to go spend money on quality education for your kid. Yeah, I'm talking to you all.
And I also think, John, I think there's a complacency that's kind of taking place and almost a laziness.
Yes.
Like, I'm finding, as a parent, I have to really dig down deep to find out, hey, what's going on? Lots of conversation. And it's pressing through that first layer to really... to get into conversation with your kid. Because my kids are now like entering a little bit more from, you know, complete hands-on, taking care of diapers, up all night, feedings, all that stuff, to more like, okay, like my son the other night, he was asking me about, you know, why did God place the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden?
Great question.
Right? Excellent question. Nine-year-old here.
By the way, so, that's in real quick, if you, not telling you how to answer that, but that is the premise, in my opinion, of conservatism versus liberalism.
Right.
God gave us as humans a choice.
Yes. Yes.
A choice with consequences, yes. By the way. We as conservative believe in choices with consequences. Liberals will just tell you how to live.
Right.
There's no choice in the matter. You're going to do it this way and this way only. There's no choice in it.
Right.
So honestly, you great explanation, yeah, to a young person as to this is why God did it, because he literally established, mm-hmm, how we would live life on this earth from this point forward,
right,
with choices that have consequences.
Right. And to parents out there, conservative parents, conservatism has to be practiced daily.
Yes.
It's a daily dialogue with your kids, with your spouse, on why you believe what you believe, because we're constantly being confronted in the world with the opposite.
That's right.
And so if you're not constantly practicing conservatism and speaking about it and having a say on why you believe what you believe, you do lose it.
That's right. All right, so we'll come back and talk more. Craig's going to join us in a minute. Don't go anywhere. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you. Great guy. Free quotes, whatever you need. He'll steer you in the right direction. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And don't be cheap with your car, folks. You know, it's not your kid's education. It's your car. Take better care of it than you do your kid's education. I'm being serious, folks. The more you spend on it up front, the less you spend in the end. That's what Extreme will do for you. They'll help you with all of that. Sell you some great tires at their cost and a great rebate right now as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Small business is the engine of the American economy. Kim Munson here. Friday, Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, shares the latest regarding small to mid-sized businesses in Colorado. Vietnam veteran Keith McKim tells the story of the flag raisers at the Battle of Iwo Jima fought from February 19 to March 26, 1945. Casper Stockham explains why he should be the next Colorado GOP chair. All this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Craig and Wheat Ridge, you are next. Myself, Rachel, what's going on, Craig?
Hi, John. Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey, John, I'm going to take you to task on that comment about we're cheap because we put our children in public schools.
Okay.
What is cheap about the day you become a homeowner and you pay property tax to fund public schools?
But that's a given, Craig. We're all going to do that. We're all going to pay it. It's a part of life. Get over it. Suck it up. Pay it. And then pay to send your kids to a really great school so you don't have to turn out a bunch of liberals out of your home. I'm being honest.
Yeah, but you pay taxes on your home until the day you die.
Yeah, I pay it. Craig, in my world, I pay it there. I pay it on my commercial properties. I pay personal property tax on everything I own in the businesses. I mean, on down the line I go. I pay them, and I gladly pay them, and on top of that, pay on top of that to send my kids to school, and I did.
Well, you know, there was also this promise that when we legalized marijuana that there was going to be sales tax.
That was a bunch of BS.
Produced
sorry.
Off of that, mm-hmm. And that was going to help fund schools.
Yeah, well,
make
it didn't.
Our schools better.
Well, and keep on. And by the way, really quick for everybody listening, Craig, you bring a great point. I'm not arguing. You're correct. We all pay property taxes. That should be enough. We
right.
should have the right kind of schooling, and it shouldn't be an issue. Problem is, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to combat that is pull your kids out, go put them someplace else, sacrifice, do whatever you need to get them a great education, so you're not retraining them as they get older, and you've got great conservative kids that you raise that believe in the Lord and move on in life and become productive citizens. That's how it actually works when you do it correctly. Now, real quick though, Craig, to your point, all of that money, even if we had all this extra money coming in on the marijuana side of the fence, do you think that's going to produce conservative public school thinking that's still going to help your kid at the end of the day? I'll tell you, no, that's a pipe dream.
But
well, that has more to do with your teachers' unions and how that's
correct.
All set up, where there's
correct.
You know, it's not merit based pay or based pay.
Right.
It's when you've got seniority and the longer you've been a teacher, you know, you get
correct.
Precedence over new teachers. And,
correct.
But that's a whole nother subject. But you know, it's just the idea that if you could take the money that you pay into the property taxes and send with that money that you pay, and if you choose not to put your student in public schools and you want, again, the voucher system where you want to take your money.
I'd love it.
And,
Yeah, I'm a voucher
put
fan.
Put it into a school that you believe in the
right.
staff and
yeah.
you believe in the,
yeah.
you know.
No, I'm
right.
like, no,
the
voucher,
curriculum.
Craig, vouchers in this country, anytime they're implemented, help create competition to that local public school system has a lot to do with fixing those systems because of what I just said. The reason why the unions and everybody are against vouchers is because of what I just said.
Right.
It creates competition, and they have to compete for your child
mm-hmm.
and the training of your child
mm-hmm.
and doing it the way you want done. Otherwise, you're going to send your kids someplace else. Vouchers would fix everything in this country, but you're never going to get a liberal to believe in that.
Right. See, but here's the argument, John. If we're called to be salt and light, right? And every
but your kids aren't. Well, we are as Christians, yes, but they're
but
not.
But not your kids.
And kids, keep in mind that, you know, even biblically speaking, a kid that's 13 or 14, have they reached the age of accountability even yet at that point?
No, I don't think so.
There's your answer.
So protect, you're saying protect
yes,
them.
Yes, of course.
Raise them.
At all
and
costs.
And then put them out into the
at
world
all costs,
where they're equipped.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I see it.
Makes
well,
sense?
Just, and again, with the pandemic created an unusual situation, it, the quality of our children's education went downhill drastically. I think in person is still the way to go. Try and to get every kid to do online at a young age, especially.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be difficult to keep them focused. So we paid, again, into the school system. We're still, you know, when the schools were not even, the enrollment was not there, when the kids were not actually in the brick-and-mortar building, we were paying for
yes.
the salaries for those teachers
yes.
and the maintenance of those buildings
right.
that were not getting used.
I agree. Craig, and I'll leave it at that. Craig, you're correct. I can't argue with that. You're 100% on. Dennis, you're up next. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, John. At the end of the first hour, you were talking about why this guy shot up a King Soopers in Boulder
right.
instead of one of three closer to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the average person could come up with three very distinct scenarios. One, he had a beef with that store. Something happened. Two, he's burying a beef with one of the victims inside a mass casualty situation.
Hmm.
And three, maybe the most likely, is he realized that his family shops those other three stores, and he's not going to contaminate
could be.
That situation.
No, again, Craig, or Dennis, you could be, and thanks, by the way, and he could be right on the money. And again, I don't know. These are things that maybe, hopefully, we'll find out as time goes by. I mean, I don't know. And real quick, producer Ann, I sent a message back in for Craig and others. I'm a single mom paying tuition to a private school for one and tutors and homeschooling co-ops for another.
Wow.
And she's a single mom.
Wow.
So those of you listening, don't give me this crap. You can't afford it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Crap. Figure
right.
out how to do it.
Right.
It's not that complicated.
Right.
It's
and if you can't, I mean, I'm serious. Charter schools, and it,
yes.
really, you got to study up on the school
yes.
boards. You got to study
yes.
up on the whole setup there. But they are really, they're parent ran, and it's a much different
oh, totally
education
different.
Than you get
yes.
in full-on public schooling.
That's why a lot of
although
charter
it's technically public schooling, I understand that. But
well, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's why a lot of charter schools have waiting lists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because of what you just said.
Yes.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do have to protect our kids.
We do.
We have to protect our kids
yes.
and challenge our kids and debate our kids at home so when they get out in the world, they know how to stand on their own 2 feet. That's what I'm saying.
No, and I will still close with, I believe firmly that our entire education system needs a complete overhaul. I do, and I will debate Craig on this one. I think some kids need in-person learning. I think some kids can do fine and not in-person learning. Depends on who they are. Some of it comes down to their learning, how they learn, their brain, right brain, left brain, IQ, EQ, all of that. Every kid's different is my point, but yet we treat every kid the same, educationally speaking. That's my problem.
Right. I think when you say online learning, people just immediately think that they're having no contact with other kids.
And that's not true either.
No. So, I mean, there are co-ops. There are
that's
all sorts
right.
of other things you can do to get, you know, that
great
social
point.
Interaction.
All right. A good shop is up next, folks. If you've had any kind of an accident, whether it was involved in on the road, parking lot, weather-related, whatever, doesn't matter. If you have an accident, you need to get it fixed. It's a hassle. It's a pain. It's an eyesore. In some cases, you have to because you've got to lean on the vehicle, so it's not something you even have a choice in fixing. Whatever you need, a good shop is there for you. Go and get their mobile estimate app and find out exactly what's needed done, or just have the vehicle dropped off. It's a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com. Three locations, 720-541-7697.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless, finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back for a very short second or two because we're going to end this hour, go to the next hour. We've got a lot in store for you, one full hour left. And it's been a great show today, by the way. I appreciate everybody joining us. Rachel Keene as well, conservative mama. Karen Strawn is going to join us next. And we're going to talk about feminism and Biden being at odds with the Catholic Church's or the Catholic Church's stance on same-sex unions. So we'll do that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.